Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A few things you may not know about Liberty University. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, whose football team takes the field Saturday night at Carolina, has a residential enrollment of 12,600 and more than 90,000 online students. Including that internet student body, Liberty is the largest evangelical Christian university in the world. The nation's largest nonprofit university and seventh largest four-year university, and by far the largest university in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It was also started by the late Reverend Jerry Falwell, who became one of the most famous TV evangelists and is now run by his son, Jerry Jr. At one point, although I'm not sure what point that was, Falwell Sr. did not allow students to dance on campus. That probably led them directly to other things, some of which are banned at Brigham Young, the most famous religious institution of learning in America. Liberty describes itself as a Christian academic community. Its stated mission and aims emphasize both the intellectual and spiritual development of the institution's students who are held to the Liberty Way, a code of behavioral conduct. I hope it lasts longer than the Carolina Way did in Chapel Hill. Liberty's athletic teams have moved up to Division I and currently play in the Big South Conference. Their stated goal is to be in the same league, which is the Conference USA, with Virginia neighbor Old Dominion, or the Atlantic 10 with Richmond and Virginia Commonwealth. Liberty's nickname is the Flames, and they have the grandson of one of Carolina's most decorated athletes, four-sport letterman Albert Long of Durham, on their football roster. Their most famous basketball player, at least to us, was Seth Curry, who left after one season for Duke, where he became a feared outside shooter. Not quite as quick or all-around good as his all-pro brother, Stephon, Seth played last season in the NBA D-League. This coming season is anyone's guess. Now, if you're just dying to learn even more about Liberty University and its football Flames, tune into The Good Sports with Bob Lee and me Saturday at 4 p.m. after countdown to kickoff with Ron at 3. This is Archansky. See ya.